We're going to be looking at 1 Peter, and we're going to be looking at chapter 1, verses 2 through 7 in this series. And as we go through it, I want you to understand. Yes, sir. Oh, I'll do it next week. Thank you. I thought we were playing football there for a moment back there. Kind of reminded me of my son, Ronnie. He used to be back there when he was in junior high school, and he'd be doing that, and he's telling me, "Dad, your fly's down." And it wasn't. So, anyway. As we move into this passage, you need to understand who Peter's writing it to. He's writing it to believers who are part of the diaspora. They've been dispersed. In the first verse that I've left out here, they've been moved from Israel. They've been forced out to go to Cappadocia. They've been forced to go to places like Bithynia. They've gone to Asia and Galatia and Pontus, just to name some of the places. They had to give up their homes and leave the area because of their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you imagine yourself? Because our government changes and they come down on us because we're followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have to walk away from your homes, not sell them, walk away from them and go someplace else where you've heard that it might be a little bit easier to live and to share your faith. This is who he is talking to and what has happened to them. He wants to remind them that when our Lord Jesus Christ adopted them out of the world, just as he pulled you out of the world and made you his own. And point of fact is, you're going to see, he decided before the world was that you were going to be his. But we'll talk more about that as we go on and get into a little deeper theology. But when he pulls you out of the world to be his own, just know that in his creating you, he was creating you to be an individual that was going to make accomplishments. You're not just a regular person in the world. You are a son or a daughter of the Most High God. And he is going to accomplish great things through you. He made you. He designed you for accomplishment. He engineered you to be a person who is going to be successful in the spiritual things that he is asking you to move into, to go and do. He won't ask you to do something that he won't supply all of the things you need to accomplish it. He is going to use you to be successful in his cause. And I believe he's going to do that with you as an individual in 2022 and with us as a church family. But not only are you going to be, or have you been designed for accomplishment and engineered for success, but you are one of those people that have been blessed because you're a disciple of the Lord Jesus to have the Holy Spirit reside in you, and you have these seeds of success in you, these characteristics that the Lord Jesus gave you upon your confession of your sin and having repented of those sins. When the Holy Spirit became part of you, You are now someone who eternally, from the moment you were saved, are going to be sharing this magnificent, unconditional love with people. He put it in you to be shared. He didn't put it in you to be kept to yourself. He made you to be that example, to accomplish the sending out successfully of this agape love. He wants you to be an example of himself, loving other people, the unlovable people. We all have them in our lives, and what they need is more of Jesus, or they need Jesus, period, but they also need to know that he loves them, and you love them too. You love them with that love that's willing to make sacrifices for them. You see, that joy and that peace and the patience and the kindness, all those things, family, are eternal. When he gave you this fruit, these seeds for greatness, to do these great things, I mean, what greater thing could we do than to be an example of the Lord Jesus Christ? The people then, they crowded around him. They came from all over the geographical area to see him because he was and is amazing. And likewise, his kids can be amazing. And that's what he is expecting of you. If you look in the mirror and say, you know, I really wasn't very amazing in 2021. This year, because of your DPE, your time that you're going to spend with the Lord, in the reading of the scripture, in the meditating on the word of God, in the releasing of the fruit of the Spirit in your life, through your life, to other people, you're going to be this marvelous, amazing representation of Jesus. This is what you were called to at the time he saved you. But in 2022, I'm going to be reminding us. One of the nicest things for me is to do something nice for you. When I do something nice for Kath, pick her up and put water in her face and so forth. When I do something nice and she recognizes it and appreciates it, I feel really good. It may cost me dinner or it may cost me something, but to see her happy, to know that this blessed her, that makes me happy. And I feel blessed. And so I think some of you know what that's like. And I want all of you to know what that's like. I want you to know what that's like this afternoon. I want you to know what that's like tonight. I want you to know what it's like tomorrow. I want you to know what it's like when you go to work. You can be this wonderful example of the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives. This is what turned the world upside down. This is what helped these people in the diaspora, our brothers and sisters, to be able to move forward because they listened. They read this letter from Peter as we need to read it and reread it. It's in your notes, it's in your Bibles, and I hope you will read it every day of this week as we come back to our study next Sunday. So looking here in your notes, you see the three essential questions are there. I hope, I pray that you will be troubled by the Holy Spirit if you don't apply them to the message. Because you see, if you apply them to the message, you're going to find yourself to be this very positive person that's going to do sweet things as an example of the Lord Jesus Christ. Looking at our text, God the Father knew you and chose you long ago. Peter understands that before the foundation of the world, our Heavenly Father knew you. He knew that you were going to be. And he chose you long ago. And his Spirit has made you holy. You are the Hagios of God. All of your sins have been taken away. You are his prized possession. You are princes and princesses. You are part of a royal priesthood family. You see, you are his royal priest that he sends out into the world, wherever it is that you go for work, wherever it is you live in your neighborhood. If you're going to school, you are his emissaries wherever that is. And it is his intent that you will be someone that imitates his son. So God the Father knew you and chose you long ago. And his Spirit has made you holy. As a result, you have obeyed him and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. As you live your life in obedience to the Lord, your sins, you need to know, have been and are being forgiven. When he died on that cross, he forgave you for all the past, all of it. He didn't withhold some of them to come and smack you in the face with. He didn't withhold some of them to come and make you feel guilty about. That's the evil one. That's your own flesh. The Lord took them all, A-L-L, away. He did not leave any of them for you to hang on to and to beat yourself up with. May God give you more and more grace and peace. He wants them to know that he is praying and that he wants our Lord to continue to give us favor with him, more and more favor. And in the midst of whatever it is that's going on in your life, this Irene peace, this peace that we don't comprehend, because it's a peace that comes when a mother and a father have to say goodbye to one of their children. It is a peace that comes into one's life when they are told, I'm sorry, but you're getting a pink slip. You'll be done in 2 weeks. It is that peace that comes even though you've been struggling for months and months because finances have not been what you had hoped they would be, and you're going to have to sell your home. This is the Irene peace that these people had because they've lost so much of what they had before because of their faith in the Lord Jesus and have been dispersed out of their homeland. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You imagine something terrible. You go to the doc and the doc says, hey, you've got cancer. All praise to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Even in the midst of something like that, all praise. Where am I going to go if I die of the cancer? I'm going to go to be with Jesus in heaven. What more could I ask for? This is what I signed up for, to be with the Lord, not to stay here, but while I'm here to minister in his name. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I just saw one of Ronnie's ex-girlfriends, and she's a missionary now. All praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. She had this beautiful little baby boy with her, just as cute as he can be. All praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever comes into our lives, we should find ourselves, because of our relationship with Jesus and because of our great salvation, to be able to say, whatever the condition, wow, my spouse, I wish he was more like Jesus. Oh, I wish my wife was more like Jesus. Let's not wish. Let's pray for them. Let's pray. Kathy's been praying, and she's had a little bit of luck. Not as much as she wants, but she's had a little bit. If you believe in luck. No, the Spirit works on us to answer our prayers. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by His great mercy that we have been born again, that we've been born from on high, that we are these new creations in Christ Jesus. We've been born again because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. What a thrill! Our Lord didn't stay in the grave. He came out of the grave and shocked those Roman soldiers, something terrible. Now we live with great expectation because we have been saved. We are part of God's family. We have been adopted by Him because He wanted us in His family. Now we have this great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, this salvation that we've received, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you. It's pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. It can never perish, family. Your great salvation is solid. It's yours. It's in heaven, and no one can take it away. You have it forever. And through your faith, God is protecting. That is, He is shielding you by His power until you receive this salvation. It is a military term that's used here in the Greek. It is like a regular shield that a soldier would use to go out and to protect the city that his garrison is in. And our Heavenly Father has His shield. He's all powerful. And He is protecting you and your great salvation for you. God is protecting you by His power until you receive His salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. Yeah! You know, I've told you about how shocked people were when I went to that 20-year high school reunion. They're absolutely shocked. Not only that I was a cop when I was at the 10-year reunion, but now I'm a pastor. It's an amazing thing, but they're going to see it. They're going to see that, yeah, in spite of myself, I was saved by this gracious Lord and Savior that we have. Verse 6. So be truly glad. Be honestly glad in your heart. Think about these things that Jesus has done and is doing in your life. There is wonderful joy ahead. There's wonderful joy coming up in 2022 as we give ourselves more and more to Jesus. But that's the key, family. You withhold yourself, and therefore, the joy will be less and the blessings will be fewer. It is in our giving of ourselves. You know, we don't step up higher until we step up. We don't go up on the mountaintop unless we move from the valley up the mountainside. He requires our participation in this life that he has called us to bring us to these points that he wants us to achieve. There's a wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. As I look back at 2021 and look at 2022, we may possibly have economic problems going into the new year. Some of us may lose our jobs. Some of us may watch our stock portfolios take a dive because of the activities that will be taking place in 2022. Some of us, our diseases may move further out of hand. Maybe the diabetes will become very active and be noticed because you'll begin to lose your eyesight, or it'll begin to affect your heart or your kidneys. And you may find yourself having to go on dialysis. There are these things out there that may take place, but we need to be thinking about this personal, mental, spiritual attitude that's positive. We want a positive mental, spiritual attitude because Jesus is going to walk with us during the negative portions of 2022, and he's already here, and he's the plus. He's the positive one in our life. Satan's the negative. Jesus is our positive. So the more time we spend with him, even when we're challenged, we will find ourselves able to do that with strength and with grace because he is with us. Verse 7, these trials will show that your faith is genuine. I questioned my faith for about, 7 to 10 days after Ronnie left to go to heaven. I questioned my faith because I felt like Jesus had abandoned me. He didn't abandon me. I abandoned him. I chose, because of my selfishness, because of my wanting Ronnie to be here, I was the one that set myself apart from him. He didn't set himself apart from me. So the abandonment feeling, which was real, was my fault, not his. There are times, isn't there? Maybe this happened to you, but it bothers me. It hurts me as I think it hurts the Lord to think that the very place I should be on a Sunday morning is right here in your midst, letting you pray for me, letting you love on me, to let you love on Kathy, to instead, many people often, because of the trial in their life, they don't come. They absent themselves. There are people that are still away because of COVID. So sad. So sad. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Through your faith, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor. It will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. So it's important to find joy in every day. Kathy sent me this little snippet this morning in a text, and it said, "Find joy in every day, not because life is always good, but because God is good." You know, that's right. When I would get up here and do part of the announcements, God is good. And all the time,
God is good.
Amen. And that's true. You know, my little lady, she sent me that encouragement as we were coming into this message that's all about being an encourager. There's a story about a United States Navy submarine coming home after World War II. The submarine had not been touched by the enemy during the war. But as they entered the harbor in Virginia, the submarine sank. It sank to the bottom of the ocean. The story tells us that the Coast Guard dispatched divers to go out to the sub. And they put on their hard hats and they went down to the sub. And in their hard hats, they could hear. They could hear a noise coming from inside the hull of the sunk sub. But it wasn't just the noise. There was a sailor down there, and I don't know Morse code. And he was tapping out Morse code on the hull of that boat. And he was asking, he's asking these words, "Is there hope? Is there hope?" Well, in his case, and his boatmates, there wasn't any hope. In those days, they couldn't rescue him. And they all died. It's a critical question. Is there hope? Particularly as we begin this first month of a brand new year. Is there hope for us? Oh, you betcha. Is there hope for us to become more like the Lord Jesus Christ? He's just waiting for you to show up in your DPE time. He will manifest himself to you in those deep personal experiences every single day that you show up for that meeting. He wants you to gnosko, to know him intimately as he knows you. He wants to meet with you because there is hope for whatever you're going to face in 2022, so long as you walk arm in arm, hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder with him into this new year that is before us. We live in a broken world. A truth that 2021 reminded us of every day of that year. Just about everyone has had their lives rocked by 2021. Challenges upon challenges that we have faced. That's why the question, is there hope, is so important as we go into 2022. As you face the next 11 months and the challenges therein, as well as the joys that are going to be coming our way, let me point out to you, over the course of the next week or two, five unshakable truths that will anchor our hope in the Lord Jesus as his followers, people who are his disciples. We will not only listen to what he has to say to us, but we will go and do the things he is asking of us to do. This year, no matter what you or our church family will be facing, remind yourself and those you know who are struggling with these truths that I'm going to be explaining to you from 1 Peter chapter 1. Hold on to that acrostic that I gave you last year or the year before. To be H, hopeful. That's your fill-in. Be hopeful. Say with me, I will be hopeful in 2022.
I will be hopeful in 2022.
O, optimistic. I will be optimistic in 2022. Say that with me. I will be optimistic in 2022. P, positive. I will be positive in 2022. Say that with me. I will be positive in 2022. And E, encouraged. I will be encouraged in 2022. Say that with me. I will be encouraged in 2022. I'm designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, and I find myself endowed with the seeds that will lead to greatness because these seeds are the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I can be hopeful, optimistic, positive, and encouraged because of these things that He has created in me and for Him to be in this coming year. So we have five unshakable truths. So this first truth is amazing. It gives us a positive mental spiritual attitude. This first truth is going to release in us the desire to actually be this person that is humble and meek and forgiving. Yeah, even that person that you really don't want to forgive, but you need to forgive him as he forgave you all your sins and continues because of his great salvation. All your sins are forgiven. We can't withhold forgiving these other people that troubled us somewhere in the near or distant past. We will find ourselves in this first unshakable truth, being able to do great things for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that first truth, I'll take you into next Sunday. So, we need to close at this time and prepare ourselves for the table. Abba, thank you so very much for your amazing graces. How sweet they are, for they saved a wretch like me, as that old sea captain who became a pastor wrote those words. We thank you so very much for this awesome salvation that you have provided for us through your Son. Lord Jesus, as we prepare ourselves for the table, we want to come with a positive mental, spiritual attitude, with great thanksgiving in our mind, on our heart. We want to come to you because we have an eternal hope in you. We have every reason to be optimistic about what has happened, because you have been with us in the past and you will be with us always as we move into the future. We have every reason to be positive because we are your brothers and sisters. And your father, when he could have chosen anyone to be his son or daughters, he chose us. And how blessed we are. Knowing that, we should be encouraged and be encouragers. Father, I pray that as we move through this series that you've laid upon us, that we will be developing a stronger, as has been said so many times in so many other places, an attitude of gratitude. So, Father, we look to you this morning to reveal in our own hearts anything that needs to be repented of, that needs to be confessed to you, that we may receive the bread and the cup and to be able to eat it and not bring any shame upon your great and awesome name, Jesus. You are our Savior. You are our dearest friend. And we have the privilege of being brothers and sisters of yours. But we would not forget that you are our Lord and our God. And we would not cheapen the fact that you are our Redeemer. And it cost your life to buy us out of the marketplace of sin, where we once dwelled with Satan. So, Father, might you bless those first responders as they travel down the boulevard, keep them safe. But may you also now, Father, come into our lives in such a rich way. May we sense your presence with us, the warmth, Father, of your Son's love, that we can look up to you and thank you for this unconditional love you bathe us in, and that you will never take us out of, for your love for us is eternal. And we thank you for all this in the wonderful, gracious, merciful name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.